Welcome to Brorani Ministries podcast.
In Jesus' name, may the Lord answer your requests. May today be the day of your salvation, the day of God's favor. In Jesus' mighty name, have your seats and relax. Don't be burdened at all. He's a great shepherd. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord Jesus Christ bless you. May the Lord shine upon your face. Let him cause goodness upon your life today. In Jesus' mighty name. Let's share briefly the book of John, chapter 15, verse 5. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit. Without me, you can do nothing. He's telling you, he's saying that without him, you can do nothing. And then you say, how comes? What about those ones who don't pray? Aren't they doing something? Can they explain how they get a breath? How they get that breath? Can they explain it? Can they control the sun and the moon? That today is day time. Let me go and work. It's night. Let me snore. Can they do that? Can they determine the waters that they receive? Is it from nowhere? That the water you receive in your houses, whatever, through the taps, is from nowhere. So, without him, you can do nothing. During the time of COVID, people realized how expensive oxygen was. They put you in ICU for 2 weeks. They weren't a tithe of your house. Just to get oxygen. They were saying, before we treat you, first bring your tithe here. It explains how expensive to have the simple life you call simple. Hey, when you lift up your hands, you think it is so easy. Go to the hospital and find someone who wants to touch. Can't do it. When you look and see, it's as easy as it is. But friend, it's not easy. There's someone in charge. Someone in control. And that's one who sent me to remind you that he is. To always remind you that he exists. It's not a matter of things, seeing things happen. Who can tell me who invented the sun? You can tell me who invented the moon. Tell me who invented the waters, okay? Who invented the breath? Who invented your lungs? Who invented your nose? Who determined the size of your nose? And those who have nose which are like a pot. That is Henry well. For you, can you think the big nose are the one that take more air? That they take in a lot of oxygen? No, even the tiny one can consume a lot of oxygen compared to the potty one. Are you there? If it was a human who had made this, created another human, it would put the nose in front here. So that as you walk like this, air enters into the. But they face down and working perfectly. Are you there? The topic is stay on the vine. Stay on the vine. He's saying, I'm the vine and you're the branches. One who abides in me will bear more fruits, and without me can do nothing. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and nothing could be done without that Word. Are you there? Even you began by a word. Somebody met another person and say, hey, you see my tax? I love the EU. It was a word. And the word made them go somewhere. Only the results were you. Say neighbor. Oh. Are you there? So you can do nothing without him. It only takes wisdom to realize that. Yet it is obvious. It is obvious. But in his way, he hid it from the wise and the so-called land. Hid it from them. He made the obvious seem not obvious. When they see you in church, they think you're crazy. How would you drive that old distance and go to the fireman? Tell them, you say, hey! Are you there? So stay on the vine. If I'm telling you the story of Peter, Peter saw the Lord walking on the waters. And he said, Lord, if it be you, call me also to walk on these waters. He said, come. So as Peter moved, he realized he's himself walking. Just like many people think it's their wisdom, their energy, he thought it's him. And then he saw the waves of the waters. He began capsizing. Lord, Lord, help me! He moved his hand and moved him. And said, you have little faith. You were walking well. Now what has happened? Go in the book of Matthew. The book of Matthew chapter 14. Read verse 28 to 32. Are you there? When Peter was walking on the water smartly, he realized that it's now him walking. And that's what many of us do. When we see ourselves moving on right well, we think it's we. God has it. Nebuchadnezzar, one time, the king, stood on the top of his palace and saw how Babylon was shining. He said, I'm such a great king. Imagine I've built all this. The Lord said, hey, from this day I'm going to put you in a bush. You are going to live like a beast. You'll eat grass and stay out in the cold. And it so happened. 7 good years was not on the throne, but God protected it. Until one time he realized and looked in the sky and he said, oh Lord, you are the King of Kings. And God gave him back his sanity. Are you there? Whenever we look at a situation and imagine ourselves, we sink, either good or bad. When you're in a bad situation and it has overwhelmed you and you don't turn your face to the Lord, it will sweep you. When you're in a good situation and you think that you've made it yourself, expect a bad end. Expect a terrible end. Are you there? Stay on the vine. Whether it is hot or cold, stay on the vine. That's the way of the Lord. Are you there? Peter saw himself walking on the waters. Then he said, but this is water. Will I sustain this walk? What about if I sink? And he sank. He began doubting. And yet was moving. God is healing you. But along the way, you get a small challenge. And then you surrender. God is blessing you. But along the way, a small change comes your way. Oh, just a matter of time. You think God has overlaid. And now the enemy comes in with a spirit of doubt. What next? You go down. You say, I'm stuck. I'm stagnant. That's where it began from. You lost momentum at one point. Your spirit went off at a certain point. You say, how? I think I didn't go off. Examine yourself really well. Because the principles of the spirit, they are very effective. More than the scientific principles. You can put a switch on and power doesn't come. Because somewhere, there's a short circuit somewhere. Stay on the vine. He says, you can do nothing without me. Nothing is too heavy for him. And nothing is too high for him. He can handle everything. Say, my neighbor, I have a God. Tell your neighbor, I have a God. That's what he wants. He doesn't want you to look at any other thing. And then he says, cursed is he who looks at humans and strength and wealth. The book of Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 5. Check there and see. Cursed is a man who struck a woman, who trusts in humans and makes fresh his strength. He thinks he can make it by himself. Are you there? And he said, I've never prayed, but I've made it. I've been going to ancestors. My friend, that's foolishness. The ancestors have never given you breath. They have never given you light of the sun. They have never given you the moon to see the night. That is foolishness. He said, curse the man, struck woman, who trusts in humans, in his humanity, in his strength, and turn away the eyes from the Lord. Don't turn your eyes away from the Lord. The reason why we equip you with the weapons of faith and the Pharisees fight, because they know that you're equipped to determine the path of your destiny. You have the weapons of faith. You can stand and use them and make things happen. Are you there? Tap your neighbor and say, neighbor, I'm blessed. Stay on the vine. Stay on the vine. Are you there? When your hope and trust constantly connects to Jesus, you will not be disappointed. I'm not just exciting you. I'm not just exciting you. But it's the truth. Me, I'm not a preacher. I'm a teacher. I teach. Are you there? Because the Bible says, my people perish because of lack of knowledge. Motivation will never change your life. Not until you know the truth and apply the truth. But if you're motivated, it's like being given a quoted quinine. It is sweet on top, but inside there it was sour. Are you there? So friends, when you stay on Jesus, you must maintain the confidence. Because one of the ways you can realize that I've gone off the vine, when pride overtakes you, you're proud because you think you've made it. When envy overtakes you, get to know you're sinking. You are off the vine. You start fighting those who are making it. And it's worse in our gospel fraternity. We fight each other night and day. Politicians can meet and discuss and talk and laugh at night. But when the pastors meet too, they will kill each other. No love at all. It's very bad. Are you there? So God wants us to keep ourselves for Him. Keep ourselves for Him. Make sure you don't envy. Bless all those who are blessed, that you may be blessed. Make sure you don't carry pride, because it will steal the glory of God. Make sure you don't accept sorrow out of what you're going through, because it will attract doubt. It will steal your hope. Are you there? Make sure those forces don't come to put you off the vine. Pride, envy, sorrow, fear. You'll fear that now I'm in trouble. And even you'll confess it. Don't fear. Even when you see the pit before you, even when the fire is burning, He said, when you're going through the fires, I'll go through with you. You have encountered situations before that seemed so terrifying, but you went through. When you're in primary school, you saw teachers moving up with a cane. Whenever you could see them, you could hide. But now you could be a teacher. Even forgot that you ever feared that. Hi, hey. You have ever gone through challenges and they were so scary. You feared so much. Try to look behind. But you realize that you went through without getting hurt. You even forgotten it. The same way as you're moving on the journey of life, move like a lion. Lion of Judah, Bakashiabata. If many of you are given chance to redo what you went through, to go back and become a child and begin afresh, I know there are so many things that will change. You say, if I'm given a chance to redo it again, I'll do it differently. Because you've gone experience. You know what it means. When you're young, they need to command you to go to school, wake you and force you. And you say, you're waking me to hell. But now, you wake yourself. They used to wake you at 6. But now you wake up at 4. Are you there? If they give you a chance to redo, to do it again, there are so many things that will change. But I tell you, friend, even if you change physically and the Lord Jesus is not involved, it will be the opposite. It will be the opposite. The Lord is real. Apply Him in everything. In everything. In everything. I pray for this water. The people stumble against. But friend, it means a lot. Just get a cover and take it and say, blood of Jesus, I refuse my body to get sick and to like the sickness I'm feeling. I refuse it and rent it to pallets. Try it, you'll see. I'm not saying don't try medicine. Medicine is from God also. Doctors are from the Lord. But I'm giving a spiritual approach. How it works in the spirit. When you see something coming like a wound, seem not be healing, annoy it. I refuse cancer over this body. It will happen. Are you there? That's what I mean by staying on a vine. You don't just be redundant. No, you do what He says do. Say, blood of Jesus, bless my works on my hands and anoint your hands. Blood of Jesus, utilize every disease in this body. It will do it. Blood of Jesus, bless this office and remove all the past forces and plant my blessings. He will do it. But you just enter your office as if you were the first person in there. There was someone before who was witching, using witchcraft and put a bondage on that office. Not one person, not two, not three, not four. You've come as a child of God. You've just entered without any act of faith. You say you're a child of God. You're saying, Lord, 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 but doing nothing. There you go to hell. Do something. Just get a cover of that holy word. Pour on that chair you found in there. And say, blood of Jesus, from this day, I take dominion. Let all the negative forces of the past be uprooted. For I have overcome. I overcome poverty. The Bible says, we shall overcome by the blood of the Lamb. So if you're on the vine, anoint where you're walking from. I overcome all territorial strongholds. Anoint your compound. Refute territorial strongholds. Because in that territory, you may find that most of the people who are there they get a sin disease. The children get spoiled. Something is common around that community. Separate yourself by the blood of Jesus. The journey you're walking has a lot of forces that don't like you to go its way. But Jesus says, the path is narrow. He has opened brains of few people to know this. He has made it difficult for the common sense. You are among the few who are getting the deep insight. Are you there? The gospel, the practical, not of words. The gospel is not a matter of words, but it's of power. You must practice power, the power of Jesus Christ. But never be greedy for power. Never be greedy. God will give you what you need. If you become greedy for power, you will mix and go to witchcraft. Don't mix. Leave it pure. The more pure it is, the hotter it is. But once you make a foolish mix, it becomes impure and powerless. It's like getting milk or fuel. You get fuel and add water. When you have the Holy Spirit, just relax. Don't even cry for power. You have it already. Just use it. When you say, now the things that seem not to be working, me I prayed, it's not working. Let me also try this. If it's in your heart and your mind, that you can still have an option, you can never see the power of God in its fullness. You never see its purity, its real fire. But if you want to see its fire, make sure it is pure. Don't say, now my aunt brought for me these things. They're there, though I'm not using them. But they're just there. Make sure your surroundings are pure. Nothing ungodly around you. Keep the purity. Let your heart sink. Let your heart repent. When you're seated and you're idle, let your heart pray. Your mercy, Lord. Your mercy, Lord. Just repeat it constantly. If you have your prayer bracelet, your mercy, Lord. You just use it and you are not speaking words, but in your heart. You allow your heart to speak. Don't speak with your lips. Just close your eyes in your office for about 5 minutes, saying only a word in your heart. You're worthy, Lord. You are 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 doing that to connect yourself. You have gone for a job interview. Don't be there and think, what are they going to ask? What are they? Oh, you're going for a visa interview. No. Connect on the vine. Connect on the vine. In your heart, just pray. You're worthy, Lord. You're worthy, Lord. You're worthy, Lord. Inside you, don't shout. Don't show the world that you're confused. Because you're scared, you go in tongues. Whatever we stop, we shall possess. Now, be silent. Connect on the vine. You enter your office. Connect. But you enter like a pagan. Then just sit like. When you sit, first pray. God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. Give me my daily bread. Give me the spirit I need. Give me the angels I need now to bless you in this place. Holy Spirit, rest upon me and glorify the Most High God. Today, I'll get money. I don't know how to struggle. I don't know how to strive. Lord, you've given me here. Bring those who bless me. Now, don't you see where we are? You have driven a very long way. That one came from India. That one came from the USA. This one came from another one from Rwanda. Another one came from Canada. They've come from far. From Burundi, from where? They have come from far to come and see the fireman. Are you there? So the same way, when you go to a workplace, connect the vine. He has said you can't do nothing. Now I had a brother testifying that was planting his crops. He anointed the seeds and made a prayer. Before he put on the ground, he declared what he wants to see. As others were crying of the sun, the insects are eating, his were growing. That's what we are saying.
Case in point.
Brothers, I'm here to testify for the goodness of God of Brother Ronnie through the use of holy water. So I've been planting maize, but it was not doing very well. But starting 2 years ago, I took up faith and I started using holy water. I got holy water and I soaked all my seeds in that holy water. And I made a prayer. I said, God of Brother Ronnie, through this holy water, may you give me vampire harvest and healthy growth to this crop of mine. Brethren, without any doubt, I got very good harvest and very healthy plants. Out of the 20 acres I planted, I got, I have not calculated, but I think it is more than 90 tons. 9 tons, I mean. The plants were very healthy, and when people were crying of the sunshine, for me, all my crops were very green. Imagine that was around 26th of November. Mine was still green and they were still growing very well. And all my neighborhoods, all their plants were really destroyed.
When you say stay on the vine, you don't just say, Lord, I'm on the vine. Lord, I'm on the vine. No. Use his power. Apply his word. That's what it means, stay on the vine. If Peter had taken the word of Jesus serious, as he was walking on the waters, inside him he would have said, the Lord has called me. He would have walked and come back with him. But along the way, he became himself. That's why you're stuck. Along the way, you became yourself. You became yourself. Prayer moves mountains. So friend, stay on the vine. Don't go to your workplace and look as if you have no plan. Blind all your enemies. Blind them. As you're getting a kickback. As you're getting a what? Like what a kickback. I'm not saying be corrupt. But every day get money. I'm not saying be corrupt. Don't be corrupt. But every day, let them come and appreciate you. All those who are plotting to trap you, Let them hit their foot on that stone. As they are coming to you. He said, I will give you your daily bread. He didn't say, I will give you monthly bread. Not monthly. He said, daily bread. Are you there? Say, neighbor, be on the vine. Be on the vine. Without me, you do nothing. Without me, you are just surviving. You are just struggling. It's not your calling. Learn to be on the vine. Your personal prayer. Call Jesus. Let his name be so precious. Call him when you are honoring it. But some of you call it anyhow. Anyhow. Even when you go there, you call his name. Wherever you are, you are just calling. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. That name is holy. Don't just call it anyhow. Because it's a secret of your power. But you call it anyhow, anyway. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord Jesus Christ bless you. May the Lord shine upon your face. Let him cause goodness upon your life today. In Jesus' mighty name.